Inside the gym at Science Focus Elementary School, kids run around, play a life-size version of the board game Monopoly with a few exercise-related twists thrown in, and work their way along a 2.5-meter-high wooden wall. The climbing wall is covered with interesting plastic shapes called holds. Most resemble the same sort of rocks you might see if you were actually climbing a mountain, but some are shaped like toy cars, animals, and other objects that appeal to kids. Debbie DeFranco, the district's supervisor for health and physical education, says that climbing walls are a great opportunity for children because they take away the competitiveness of team sports and put the focus on individuals challenging themselves.
Well, this is something that branches out to kids because it's almost an equalizer. You know, you don't have to have a lot of athletic skill. As a matter of fact, it's been a very successful piece of equipment with our special ed and special needs students, where they get on this and they thrive. I mean, they're just going all over the place because you don't have to have a lot of athletic talent. Coordination is very important, body control and strength, but there's also a lot of cognitive in terms of the paths and the routes that teachers place on the wall for them to choose their next step or their next hold.
And that next move changes each time the students climb the wall. The teachers can change where the holds are placed, add different obstacles, and even include educational challenges.
They'll put up letters behind the wall. They'll tape them on the holds, and they'll ask, you know, some of the younger elementary kids, you know, pick out all the vowels, and you can only climb on vowels. Or they'll put other activities on the wall. You know, so they're using math, they're using science, they're using arts and music. So we, in our physical education program, try to make a lot of interdisciplinary connections.
While climbing might sound a bit dangerous, the wall actually isn't very tall. The kids move sideways along the 12-meter-long course rather than up and down. Science-focused physical education teacher Jennifer Hall says that there are rarely any problems.
We have spotters, and, you know, as you can see, sometimes the spotters get kind of bored because the kids don't really fall off. And when they do, the spotters are just there to make sure they don't fall back and hit their head. They're not the catch-all, you know, going to protect them from everything, but we do have mats. Rarely do any kids ever fall off, and I haven't had anyone get hurt. Maybe like a little, you know, scratched elbow from the textured wall, but that's about it.
In the quest to improve students' overall health and upper body strength, the climbing wall can be a great workout. But the big question is, how does it compare to the ever-increasing number of activities competing for youngsters' attention? These kids say it ranks near the top.
Well, I sort of like how she has, like, the match where you had to put your hands on each of the matches and try to figure out how to get across by using that, and you have to go up and down.
I like the corner where you can cross over because it sort of gives you a challenge about where you put your hands because you don't see it before you turn over.
I like it when you have cards at the top and you have to challenge yourself two ways because first you have to get them and then you have to do the exercise that goes with it.
There are 7 climbing walls among the various schools in the Arlington Public School System, and there are plans to add more. For Coast to Coast,
go down there.
I'm David Clements.